Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hi.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. Search for Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. And we're going to dive right into the news, but we do have an awesome theme park tip of the week and a huge, might I say, epic rumor the rumor mill coming up. So make sure you stick through the podcast, through all the news. We're going to get to it quickly. Michaela, I know you want to kind of touch on something we spoke about last week on the podcast.
Right. So we did hear that in Orange County, they did lift all of the restrictions for COVID-19. It's crazy how fast things are going.
Woohoo!
And now it's official. All of the Central Florida theme parks have lifted their mask mandates for vaccinated guests.
Okay.
Every park is different, though. That's why I'm bringing it up. Because, for example, Walt Disney World, if you're vaccinated, you do not need to wear a mask indoor or outdoor. But you are still required to wear a mask in transportation vehicles, like the monorail. Vaccinated or not, there's the bus, there's the monorail, there's the Skyliner. Yes, so with transportation, they want you to still have your mask on. Because you're in confined spaces with other people.
Right. And how are they doing this based off the honor system?
Honor system only, so please be honest.
Yeah.
That's what they're asking. So just be safe out there and
follow the guidelines.
Yeah, follow the guidelines.
Okay.
Like, follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah, follow the yellow brick road. All right. Speaking of following the yellow brick road, talk about the bricks in Legoland, Florida.
Oh, there you go. Nice little segue. So, Legoland, Florida, Lego Ninjago Days. It's still going on now until June 20th, weekends only. And it's during the day, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., right before you put your little ones down to sleep. So it's a nice, good time.
Last weekend to go check that out.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Because believe it or not, we're already almost through the month of June. Crazy.
Can't believe it.
SeaWorld Orlando, Electric Ocean now through September 6th, select days. And Guy Harvey is visiting SeaWorld June 18th through June 20th, that is this weekend, promoting the release of his new book, Underwater World. He will meet with visitors and sign autographs. There will also be photo opportunities. They also have exclusive dining experiences, evening with Guy Harvey, pre-fixed dinner at Shark's Underwater Grill on June 18th, and dinner with Guy Harvey at Dine with Orcas on June 18th. So if you're a huge Guy Harvey guy fan,
yeah.
this is for you. So make sure you visit the SeaWorld website for all the information on that. Halloween Spooktacular is coming back to SeaWorld Orlando on Saturdays and Sundays from September 18th through October 31st. It's a daytime event for families, and Halloween will be at night. And we talked about that last week on the podcast, that SeaWorld Orlando is bringing Halloween, a different themed Halloween, to SeaWorld Orlando for the first time this year. So kids for the day, kids and family during the day, Halloween at night at SeaWorld Orlando. Guests who are 13 and under are invited to dress up in their best Halloween costumes and participate with families in a trick-or-treat trail and a Halloween dance party during the Halloween Spooktacular at SeaWorld Orlando. So lots going on at SeaWorld Orlando in the coming months.
Sounds like something you'll be interested in versus Halloween.
Yeah, that Spooktacular is more my speed.
Right.
Yes. All right, Michaela, what's going on at Busch Gardens Tampa?
So Busch Gardens Tampa, Summer Nights is, you know, back. We talked about it many weeks, for the past probably 2 weeks. It's going on now through September 6th. And, you know, every night they are open till 10 p.m.
Woof! It's still warm at 10 p.m., but it's better than at noon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the sun beating down on you.
Yeah.
But, so also Spark the Night, their new fireworks spectacular, that is now running nightly now through August 8th.
Cool.
Incredible. And then it's going to be select nights from August 9th until September 6th.
Cool. If I'm sitting on my pool deck, which I don't do often, but if I sit on my pool deck at night, I can see them off in the distance going off. It's really cool.
Really? That's cool.
My pool deck. It's a condo, people. I don't have a pool deck that's that high. And yeah. Okay. I realized how bougie that sounded as it was coming out of my mouth. All right. Universal Orlando, Universal Studios now open at full capacity. 11 million people have visited the park since it reopened in June 2020. That's crazy.
Right?
So a year.
It's been a year, and now anyone just go. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to tweet anymore, hey, we're at capacity now. Unless it's like holidays.
Right.
Like
when
it usually does.
Gets to capacity. Yeah. My friend is actually there this week staying at the Portofino. I'll have to get a complete download from her on how busy it's been to see how, if it's been any different. But yeah, that's so, like, all of this is so exciting to hear. It's just,
I know.
Things
are getting back to normal.
Yeah. All right. Walt Disney World, Michaela, go for it.
Yeah, speaking of back to normal, fireworks Woo-hoo. Are returning to Walt Disney World. They are going to be at Magic Kingdom and Epcot starting July 1st, just in time for 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know the big fireworks day. Yeah.
Let the professionals do it.
Oh, yes.
Okay? You don't need to lose any fingers, okay?
And I have to say, no one could top Disney. No. I'm sorry. No one could top.
People try, and good for you for trying, but just... Yeah.
I should say all the theme parks. All the theme parks do so phenomenal job.
You're not going to be able to do a better fireworks show in your driveway. Okay?
No.
So let the professionals handle it.
Absolutely. And so at Magic Kingdom, if you were wondering, Happily Ever After is returning to Magic Kingdom July 1st. And then Epcot Forever, July 1st as well. Still no Harmonious.
Yeah, they're still working on that, right?
Yeah, they put the barges out into the water.
Right.
But we haven't heard of any date it's starting. So now that fireworks are returning, I wonder if Disney will give a, you know, first show date.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
And this is also big news coming from Disney World. We talked about the Disney College program recruiting. Well, now the participants are arriving to Orlando this week.
Cool.
They have been welcomed back to their new facility, their new...
Ooh.
It's almost like a dorm.
Oh, that's cool.
They have, and it's just very, very community. Very
Love
big
it.
Into, you know, getting to know each other. You know, you're going to be with that college program for the next couple of months.
Wow.
So you're going to have to know that they're people that are working with you.
Yeah.
So it's great. And so since they are back, I did want to give an update if you are a cast member or if you know a cast member, whatever the case is. Cast members are now able to go to Walt Disney World any day.
Mm.
There's an if. There's a but, though. So they could get a reservation after 3 p.m.
Okay.
Depending on availability.
Oh, okay.
So yesterday I have someone I know who's a cast member, and they were able to, just to see if they could, they booked Hollywood Studios yesterday.
Cool.
At 3 p.m. So that's what makes it, it's happy now that things are getting back to normal.
Yeah.
Because now cast members are able to visit.
Right. It's one of the perks for working there.
Yeah. So now it's back for them.
Cool.
So that's really exciting. Just a little perk for that little community.
Yeah.
And then Epcot... Right now, the Flower and Garden Festival running from now until July 5th. And then right after, 10 days later, it's going to be the Epcot Food and Wine Festival that's starting July 15th and running through November 20th.
Cool.
Then we move over to Magic Kingdom where the Boo Bash tickets are now on sale for every single guest.
So Online and over the phone.
Not just for the people who have resort reservations. Everybody.
Okay. Get those before they're gone.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, that's a lot of information. Thank you, Michaela.
Of course.
Let's go to the theme park tip of the week. Michaela, this is one of my favorite things, and this is one of the reasons why I do this all the time. I prefer maybe doing this more than regular.
Right. No, I'm with you there. Yes, yeah, so Single Rider for the win.
Yes.
They're now opening Single Rider lines at Universal Orlando. And honestly, it's a great way for you to ride your favorite rides with a shorter wait time.
Yep. Let me tell you something. You know, it's fun riding with your friends and family, but if it means you can cut an hour off of your wait time, I'll see you at the exit when we're done.
Right. Right. And you never know. Sometimes you don't ask, never ask to sit with your family when you're in the single rider
line. No.
But sometimes they throw you together.
Yeah, sometimes it's just luck of the draw. But sometimes you're out like, you know, an hour before your friends are.
Because
they want to ride together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's amazing to hear. All right, now let's get into the rumor mill. Michaela.
So there was rumors going around that there is now a, you know, setup for what they want Epic Universe to look like over at Universal, near Universal. So we thought, okay, we had a rumor map mm-hmm. for the longest time, and now we finally have substance.
The
now
real
we
thing.
Have, now we have real stuff. So we have news from the CEO of NBC Universal, Jeff Shell. He did mention the what is going inside, like what oh. movies, what anything.
Oh my gosh! Okay, Michaela, so this is so exciting.
I know, isn't it? So we have Super Nintendo World coming to Epic Universe, content from Illumination and DreamWorks Animation. So I'm really excited about that. And also monsters, you know, the universal monsters like Dracula.
Oh, Frankenstein. Yes. The ones who used to be in the awesome Beetlejuice Graveyard Review.
Of course. You mean
those monsters?
Yes. Come on, Universal. We need Beetlejuice. We say
Bring it
every time.
Bring it back. Bring it to Epic Universe.
So, yeah, that is what we know. And if you're not familiar with Illumination and DreamWorks, Illumination is the home of Despicable Me and okay. The Secret Life of Pets.
I was going to say it's got to be the Minions.
Oh, yeah. And DreamWorks are Kung Fu Panda and How to Train Your Dragon. And there is going to be a Dragon's Land.
That's
so
cool.
If you or your kids are huge into those dragons from How to Train Your Dragons, you're going to see them all there. So it's exciting to see this map. It's soaring across the... That's another rumor still. Rachel's pointing at something. So this map is still what the map's going to look like. What is, you know, titled on it is
still
rumored.
Okay.
That's what I do need to say. Jeff did confirm what was going in, but Harry Potter did not get mentioned. So okay. She was pointing at Fantastic Beasts on the map. Although that would be great. That is a whole nother monster to deal with because all the other things that were mentioned are Universal owned or already official.
Right, with Universal partnership.
The contracts were signed, everything's good to go.
Right.
Something like Harry Potter, that's still through Warner Brothers because Warner Brothers owns the rights, and J.K. Rowling, who still owns the rights to the characters.
Mm.
So that one is still on the fence. But I did hear that it was still
in talks.
No mention of Harry Potter just yet. But it's exciting to see what's coming to Epic Universe. It's crazy. A third park for Universal in our lifetime.
I mean, it's just growing so fast. And I got to remember to look up where in relation... Because like when it was announced, I know I looked up in where in relation to the other theme parks. It's because it's separate. It's like not... close, but it's not far, right?
Yeah, there's still a bus right away.
Right. So they're just running out of room in Orlando.
They are. I can't believe it. Yeah, it's jam-packed every square inch of Orlando.
Wow.
But it's exciting, and honestly, you're hearing this from us, but things could change at a rapid rate. So, like I said, with the monsters and the dragons, those things could change in a second.
Exactly.
But what is confirmed absolutely... We know that Nintendo is going to be in there, and we absolutely know that DreamWorks and Illumination are going to be represented.
Cool.
Those are, like, tied down.
Love it.
Everything else on the map can be changed.
All right. We'll just have to wait and see. Well, thank you so much, Michaela, for all this information. Such good detail. And I love the rumor mill. It's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite part. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and a review. And... hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast, and we will catch you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.